Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Hi.
It's time for the NFL Insider Report with Eric Adelson.
Some goofball in a hat.
Let's go around the league and wrap up the NFL weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
It's the NFL Insider Report, brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
What's this about Eric wanting some sort of mea culpa apology from Ben and Woods this morning?
I don't know.
What did you guys do?
I don't know what we did. Good morning, Eric.
It's not a mea culpa, it's a you culpa.
If this is about the Chargers, we're going to have a problem this morning, all right? Yes. Yes, they looked really good. Well, did they?
They did.
They did. They won.
They probably shouldn't have based on an egregious defensive pass interference penalty that should have been OPI on fourth down that might have ended their chances, Eric. But I will give them it at 4-1 and alone in first place in the AFC West. Probably the second best team in the AFC right now through week five.
I've had the good fortune of being on the show for a couple years now. I've enjoyed it every single time, except for when I'm laughed at for picking the Chargers.
It's done out of spite. It's not done. It's not done as like a you don't know what you're talking about. It is we are trying to speak it into existence. Is basically where that comes from, Eric. So.
I understand. I really do. And it did look bad when there was a lightning delay for an indoor stadium.
Yes,
that
it did.
But they have the quarterback now, and then they have the coach now, and that's and they're going to be in it. You know, I don't know. It's too early to say that the Super Bowl contenders, but they're going to have a chance in every single game they play as long as Herbert's healthy. And that's different. That's different from before. And the other thing, and I'm sure you guys see this too, is it's not just that he's capable. He's now confident. He's throwing the passes that maybe he would think twice about last year as a rookie. And that makes a difference too, because that sort of bleeds through the entire team. And you have guys running routes with more conviction. And better blocking for him, knowing that if you hold that block for one more second, he's going to make something good happen. It really feeds through the whole team, and I think they're for real in a contending way, maybe not a future champion way.
Eric, I'm actually mad about it because I grew up as a Chargers fan. I fell in love with the team during the Eric Coryell era when they played a more exciting brand of football than anyone else, and then throughout my teens and 20s and 30s, I kept begging for an aggressive head coach who would take chances, you know, go for it on fourth down. And I got a string of Marty and Norv and Mike McCoy and Anthony Lynn and all of these just ridiculously conservative backwards coaches. And now they're gone and I've washed my hands of them. And they bring in Brandon Staley and I'm going, this is what I've been asking for decades. Now you do it. Now that I hate the team, now you do it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, I feel your bitterness, as someone who grew up as a Lions fan, it's hard to feel sorry for anybody out there, but I do have some compassion. I think that I think part of it is that they've had great quarterback. Obviously, Breeze, Philip Rivers. I mean, these are Hall of Fame or borderline Hall of Fame. They now have a guy who can go vertical and not just pass with precision. And it's just very hard to find that, honestly. That Herbert, you know, I don't know where he ranks in terms of, is he a top five quarterback? But he can throw the distance and throw guys open on a vertical route. That's a dying breed in the NFL. So I think it's, yes, they had the wrong coaches for a long time, but also they just didn't. This is a kind of a unicorn quarterback, and it's very hard to find that.
It's crazy. I mean, and you know, they're still on here a lot, so you do get kind of sucked in when you're watching him play, and he does look really good. Another guy that I thought looked really good yesterday, one of the wilder games you will ever see. I love Aaron Rodgers. Watching him, you know, out-duel the Bengals yesterday, watching Joe Burrow play, I, you know, had a big mistake late, obviously. He's still a young quarterback, kind of learning his way. But, you know, talk about wanting an aggressive head coach. I feel like the Bengals had that game in hand. If they just did what they'd been doing the entire game and kind of gone for it on, it was a third down play. They, you know, they ran a sweep, or they ran a draw. They got nothing. They had to settle for that 57 yarder, which was missed. And then we had the missed field goals back and forth. But I'll tell you what, Eric, that AFC North, man, with the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, even the Steelers still hanging around, that's a force of a division.
Yeah, those two teams are so similar, the Bengals and the Packers. They have this kind of, each has this sort of savant quarterback that's almost too good, too talented for the coach to fully understand. So both of those teams have these kind of McVay-likes that were hired right after McVay hit the scene, and they're in that McVay tree. But then they go to those teams, and they have quarterbacks that are better than what McVay had. And I'm not sure that they know fully how to handle it. And so I think you have to turn these guys loose. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers, but also Burrow. And Ja'Marr Chase is just sort of figuring it out.
Man, he is something.
He is really something. A great pick. And also, I mean, you know, T. Higgins is a terrific receiver and just sort of been lost in the A.J. Green, Ja'Marr Chase, Travis Boyd, but he's a all-pro potential receiver, too. So if they get blocking and if you keep him healthy, they're going to be really good.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase literally couldn't catch a ball in preseason. They would throw it to him, he would drop it, and now he can't drop a ball. Everything they throw his direction, he catches. And it was, I mean, talk about an exciting week of football. And college football was incredible. Pro football yesterday was amazing. Talking to Eric Adelson here on Ben and Woods this morning. Those Buffalo Bills, man, they are one of the most fun teams to watch, and they just dismantled the Chiefs last night.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from the Bills, but we've kind of been saying this for a few weeks now. The Chiefs are just not the same.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
It's not a five alarm fire, but there's a fire, and they can't stop anybody. And Mahomes always had that magic that you could come back at the end. It's like, okay, well, they're down 15, whatever. But that gets to be a little bit too much of a landslide. And I think just like, it's almost the reverse, because the Chargers, you think that as long as you have Herbert, you have a chance. This is almost bizarro world, because even though you have Mahomes, as long as that defense isn't stopping anybody, you have a chance to lose. And that's kind of what you're seeing. And I don't think it's going to reverse. I don't see what they can do to make the change so that they can be the Chiefs again. And I'm not saying that they're going to, you know, and end up 2-15, but in that division, you know, with those other teams that are playing very well, that's going to be a long season with their strength of schedule, and this is not surprising. You've been watching every single game. Now the Bills, you know, they're ready. They are feeling it. They are a physical team. They're an all weather team. They're a team that travels. Which, by the way, we're going to find out about the Chargers when they go across the country next week to play the Ravens. I'm not sure about that, but they can play anybody anywhere, and that's a sign of a good playoff team. Josh Allen, you know, Dawson Knox coming out of nowhere. Stephon Diggs wasn't really a big factor, and they won going away anyway. They have pretty much everything now.
20 straight losses for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer, obviously, only the last five of them, but the off-the-field stuff and the controversy from last week. I don't think he's getting fired this week because they're going to London, which would be a bad time to fire your coach. But if they lose again, how long do they stick with this Urban Meyer as head coach, or do they have to make a change at some point here, Eric?
Well, it's almost a tradition to fire the coach after London because you have a you have the bye, and then you everyone's watching this game because it's sort of, you sort of have extra spotlight, and that's their sort of second home. So if they get especially if they lose to the Dolphins, who look terrible, I think that might be it. The thing that surprised me is that he truly is one of the greatest college coaches ever. And he looks so amateurish. I mean, just the mistakes he makes are mistakes that somebody with his pedigree should not be making on and off the field. You know, you go back to the Iowa strength coach who had sort of the racist comments.
Yep.
The Tebow thing was a little bit corny. I'm not sure what he was doing there. And then obviously not traveling back with the team, which is such a rookie mistake. And then not only that, but and here's something that people I think need to talk about more. Twice in 1 week, he threw his quarterback under the bus. When he was doing his apology, he said, yeah. Well, Trevor went to Vegas as basketball. That's nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
How about this one? I saw yesterday, there was a, I guess there was a, I didn't see the game, but there was a play.
Oh, you didn't watch Titans Jags? What's he?
I didn't watch it, but boy, did I bet on it. I'll tell you that right now, and did very well for myself there, guys. He actually said in a presser after, they asked him, hey, why wouldn't you run a sneak there on third and inches? He goes, Trevor's just not real comfortable with that play yet. It is literally your job to make him comfortable.
And then Trevor
with that.
Said, no, I am. I'm fine running it. Yeah.
What in the world?
Do they ever talk? Does anyone talk in that locker room?
It is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, he's 6'6". So
never run a quarterback sneak before. In any
he's not comfortable falling forward.
Forward. Like, you know, I mean, look, look, if you fall forward and all those big guys are laying on top, you'd be a bit panic-inducing in the moment. But you're also an NFL quarterback that's desperately trying to get your first win. Trevor Lawrence has never lost five games in his entire life, much less in one season in a row, Eric. There's just no way this guy can continue. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, he might have been a god in Columbus, but he's just an employee at Jacksonville and not a very good one. The other thing about that is that it's like he's a different person. He made his entire career out of, you know, Tim Tebow, like, running straight ahead. And now you have Trevor Lawrence, who's better than Tim Tebow in pretty much every way, and he's not ready to run straight ahead for an inch.
It's amazing.
That makes no sense. That's the thing, is it's like, yeah, sure, you expect him to not get the speed of the game or not get the kind of the professional attitude of the game. But to say these really mind-blowingly dumb things after doing dumb things, it's crazy.
Urban, not the only coach under fire this week, but we'll save the other one for Don't Do This coming up in our next hour. Eric, as always, appreciate it. I will talk to you again next Monday. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Eric Adelson with us, our senior NFL writer, each Monday, 6:35 here on Ben and Woods.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.